Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. You've probably read a story or seen a movie or TV show in which someone tells a little white lie and then has to invent bigger and bigger and bigger lies to cover up for the first one. That's sort of what happens in the story of Lieutenant Kijet. Lieutenant Kijet, or Kijet as it's pronounced in Russian, was a book and then a movie about an army officer who never existed. Sergei Prokofiev composed music for the movie. Lieutenant Kijet is a satire, a story that pokes fun at someone or something. In this case, it's the Tsar, the leader who used to rule Russia, and all the people who work for him. The story begins with a copying mistake on a list of soldiers. The Tsar reads the mistake as Lieutenant Kijet and thinks, gee, what an unusual name. So he asks everyone about the man in his army called Kijet. Of course, there is no such person, but the Tsar can never be wrong, and everyone around him is too scared to say so. So they create a whole life for the non-existent Lieutenant Kijet, all on paper. Sergei Prokofiev's music describes Kijet's life, beginning when he was born. As Kijet gets older, supposedly, he falls in love. Prokofiev illustrates this part of Lieutenant Kijet's life with some unusual instruments. That was a double bass, which doesn't get to play solos in an orchestra very often. Next up is the celesta, which looks like a tiny piano, but sounds like bells. Another instrument that Prokofiev used was very new at the time and is still hardly ever found in symphony orchestras, the saxophone. After Kijet falls in love, he gets married. First, there's a wedding procession. And then a dance. Kijet gets promoted, but then he does something wrong and gets sent to Siberia as punishment. Siberia is a very frozen part of Russia that you wouldn't want to spend a whole lot of time in. Eventually, Kijet is pardoned, but of course, all of this is only according to army records because he doesn't really exist. I'm not sure at what point Kijet takes a sleigh ride. It sounds too cheerful for Siberia. When Kijet finally gets promoted again to general, the Tsar decides he has to meet this extraordinary officer. Well, at that point, the folks who've been making up a life for Lieutenant Kijay have to bump him off so that the Tsar won't find out there is no such person. When they do him in, Lieutenant Kijay gets a hero's funeral. No one knows what happened to the movie Lieutenant Kijay. It just disappeared. Maybe it's buried deep in the ice in Siberia. Fortunately, Prokofiev's music is still around because he turned it into the piece for orchestra you just heard, the Lieutenant Kijay Suite. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Next month, a composer who was busy as a bee. I hope you can join me then for more Classics for Kids.